Well, it's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that makes the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is Jim Field.
Brett, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. A little bit of rain and lightning last night.
A little bit of what we haven't seen in a while around
these exactly. Parts. Awfully impressive lightning strikes out there last night.
Well, awfully impressive rain.
That too.
Nice to see something wet falling from the sky for a change, and should help to brighten the spirits a little bit of some folks around the area. We've been anxiously awaiting that next rainfall. Going to go from one Brett to the next Brett here. Brett Holt's in with us here this morning as well. He'd like to tell us today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning.
Good morning. My yard's smiling from the rain anyhow. Camblin Plumbing and Heating works at most of your neighbors and has now for 94 years. During that time, our company has been synonymous with quality and integrity. Over the years, we have researched the available products to ensure you the best value for your hard-earned money. We use those brands that have been proven themselves in durability and beauty. We stand behind everything we sell and work with great common sense warranty programs. We have the most technicians of any company in the area, so we can respond to those emergencies, and I think we have the best trained technicians. Our sole reason for our success is you and your happiness with doing business with Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Thank you for your past patronage, and we certainly hope you will call us again in Atlantic 243-1512 and in Harlan 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. I want to bring our guest in this morning. She joins us live on the phone this morning, Barbara Bird with the Carson and Barnes Circus with us. Good morning, Barbara. Barbara, are you with me? We'll see if we can reconnect here real quick with Barbara. Barbara, are you there? Barbara, are you with me this morning? Well, she's there someplace. I just can't find her.
Well, we just had her on the phone a second ago.
Well, we'll see if we can pick her up here just shortly. But the Carson and Barnes Circus coming to Atlantic. In fact, they'll be getting things set up all throughout the early part of the day, getting ready for what they know will be two big shows coming up a little bit later on today. So they're really looking forward to having a great time with folks here in the in the Atlantic area tonight with their show, as they get ready for two shows today. They'll have an early show and then a later show here this evening. And I know we've been giving away an awful lot of tickets here the last couple of weeks to the show coming up, the two shows coming up here today, and they're hoping to have some great crowds there. Of course, when you go to the circus, there are a lot of things going on, too. It's not just head into the big top and enjoy the show. There are all kinds of pre-show activities as well. You usually get a chance to see all the animals and some cases even ride the big ones. You ever been on an elephant?
No desire to.
That's a whole different look at the world.
Squished.
The goal is to stay on top of the elephant. But it's an interesting view from around there, and you feel the power when you lumber through the tent on an elephant. But yeah, lots of other things going on, kind of like a carnival atmosphere. And you know, it's just a family show. That's one of the things that folks enjoy about the circus, is it's true family entertainment. And I think we all probably have memories when we were young kids, the first time we got a chance to go see the circus. I know the first time I went, I was amazed by the high wire act.
I
just remember being like 6 or so years old, thereabouts, sitting underneath the big top in the Dubuque area out at the fairgrounds and watching the trapeze act way up there in the air, and there's no net down below. Yeah. I mean, these people are crazy. But they're not crazy. They're just really good.
Yeah. You know, I'll be anxious to see what goes on. I can remember when I was probably about 10 coming to Atlantic to the fairgrounds to watch Carson and Barnes. And,
mm-hmm.
It was a thrill then, and I'll enjoy it again tonight.
Yeah, you bet. A lot of folks will take the kids out. If you want to go as an adult, that's great. But the whole point of that is to take the kids with you, too, and give them the experience. But lots of things, of course, go on during the course of the show, from the professionals that kind of organize things to those folks who are, the actual performers themselves. And in a lot of cases, it's a family thing. Some of these performers, I mean, it's what they do. And they've done it for years because mom and dad did it and grandma and grandpa did it. And it just runs down through all the years. So, yeah, it's always kind of an interesting thing to watch and see all the activities that go on around the circus. And, of course, you can't have a circus without clowns.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't have a radio station without clowns. We have a few of those.
That's why
around
the two of us are here.
That's right. We just don't wear the big red nose. But you do have a lot of interesting things happening at the circus, and we hope a lot of folks get a chance to get out and enjoy that. One of the things that will be happening here is also setting things up, and that's one of the things about the circus, too, that folks do seem to enjoy is the daily routine. You know, Carson and Barnes goes from point to point. It's a traveling. Well, all circuses are traveling circuses. Nobody stays in one place permanently, but you know, they go from place to place, day to day, and you know, it's a lot of work, but everybody who works at the circus also is part of the road crew as well. So even if you're the lion tamer, when the morning rolls around, it's your job to help put up the tent. So they spend a lot of time putting up all the apparatus and the tenting and things, and they sometimes get a pretty good crowd out there watching all of that too. It's amazing how they can put all that stuff together as quickly as they do. But they'll have a lot of fun with that during the course of the day, and they hope that folks will get a chance to come out and see some of that activity as well. So, you know, we'll kind of see how things go during the course of the day. We are trying to hook up again with Barbara Bird, who is the head of the circus at Carson and Barnes, and we'll see if we have her back now. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here. I lost service. I'm sorry about that.
Welcome to rural Iowa. Huh? Well, you're on the road this morning. Barbara, are you still with me? Cell phone service in rural Iowa.
You know, I remember that when I moved down here. I had a different phone carrier, and I had nothing. I think I had my driveway, where it was the only place where my cell phone worked, so yeah, I know how that goes.
I know. We planned this like a week or two ago, but yeah, she called earlier this morning just to make sure she was getting through all right. Say, yep, no problem. Just call back a little bit later. We'll have you on, and oh, sure enough, when showtime rolls around, you see how entertainment goes.
That just proves this is live radio.
Well, you don't think I do this on purpose? It sometimes happens. That's just the way it goes. But, yeah, well, like I said, phone service in rural Iowa. You're up and down the hills in some of the rural areas. It's a little bit tough, and you're in and you're out. But, yeah, anyway, the circus will be going on a little bit later on today. You can still get tickets at the door, by the way, if you haven't gotten your tickets, and also an opportunity to maybe able to upgrade those tickets as well. If the tickets you have are general admission tickets when you get there tonight, you'll also have an opportunity to move to the middle, if you'd like, and get even better seats. So I'm sure the kids will let you know just exactly how good the seats are when you wander in to enjoy the show. But, you know, they'll have all the refreshments and popcorn and all those kinds of things too that you can enjoy, and in addition to the opportunity, you know, again, no matter which show you're attending, whether it's the, I believe it's what, 4:30 and 7:30, I believe the show times are, but no matter which show you plan to attend today, you know, you make a mistake if you go to the circus and show up a couple of minutes before showtime. Really, if you're going to take the kids along with you, the best way to enjoy the circus is to get there plenty early, so you have an opportunity to get a lot of things done there, too, you know, because, like I said up front, there are so many things that go on surrounding the circus. You're going to have plenty of opportunity to be able to get out and wander around and see those animals and enjoy a few other things. There'll be other activities and things going on, too, and, you know, all those things that happen at a circus beforehand. And sometimes the memories the kids come away with are some of the pre-show activities, maybe more so than some of the things they might see during, because they get up close and personal more so during the pre-show stuff than they do, you know, sitting in the stands under the big top. So make sure you get out there early and enjoy all that the Carson and Barnes Circus has to offer, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce bringing the circus back to town again this year, and a lot of folks hoping to get a chance to do that. It's out at the Atlantic Airport, by the way, in case you're wondering about the location.
Can they still get tickets at the Chamber yet today?
And then you go and ask me a question that I can't answer.
I'm just trying to add to the conversation.
I would bet you probably can. But, yeah, I'm sure you probably could at this point. We don't have any left here. We've been giving them away for, I don't know, the last week or so, week and a half, and we've given away the last of our tickets here. So we don't have any left at this point. If you did win some tickets and haven't picked them up yet, today would obviously be your last chance to do that if you want to swing out, if you were a winner earlier, to pick up your tickets. But, yeah, even if you don't get them in advance, you can always show up. They'll have room. If you want to show up at the at showtime tonight or a little before then, you can buy tickets at the box office there at the location. So they'll be good with that, and you won't have any problems getting in tonight if you choose to wait until that point in time to take care of business. So, well, it appears that we're just not going to have any luck with Barbara here on the phone this morning. You know, again, they're traveling this morning. They're on their way here to get things set up. And, you know, we were kind of joking a little bit before we got on the air this morning. I bet that circus will really appreciate that rain we had last night, because those poles would have been awfully tough to get into that hard ground before we had that little bit of rain that we had during the overnight hours. So I'm sure that'll help tremendously as well. But, yeah, imagine the circus life, going town to town all the time. And, you know, you never get a chance to sleep in. You're up the next morning bright and early helping get that stuff to the next town and get those tents set up. And I believe, if I remember correctly, their schedule, I think after this, I think tomorrow, they're in Creston.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, didn't they come from Bellevue?
I believe you're right, because when I talked to Barbara this morning, she said they were going heading through Omaha this morning and on their way in this direction. So, yeah, it's, like I said, it's circus life. It's town to town, spot to spot. Set them up every day and take them down every night. It's just one big process.
You sound like that Jackson Browne song.
Yeah, I kind of do, don't I? It's not the life for me, but those folks that do it, they love it. They just love it. Some people just have a nomadic soul, and that's just the way they want to live their lives, and they just enjoy doing that. And, of course, when you find performers, it's what they want to do. They want to get in front of people and perform, and so that's what they'll do. So make sure you get out, say hi to Alex the Clown tonight, and have a good time at the circus. Two shows later on this afternoon, late this afternoon, and then one later on this evening as well. Make sure you get out and enjoy the Carson and Barnes Circus here in Atlantic today. All right. Well, I've ad-libbed enough. Let's turn it back over to Brett.
We did pretty good.
Yeah, let you ad-lib here for a little bit.
Thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, Camlin Plumbing and Heating offers the largest selection of fixtures and faucets around. We can help you design your new room as well as install it for you. With Kohler, Gerber, Delta, Aquatic, Lasco, Sterling, and many other brands, you will help have the largest selection in the area to select from. With our cabinet shop, Town Center Cabinetry, we can make that new kitchen or bathroom totally functional as well as beautiful. We also offer all types of countertops from granite to formicas. Your one-stop shop has to be Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call in Harlan at 755-3286 or in Atlantic at 243-1512, and we will set up an appointment for you to start your dream room. The thought of the day today, that wise guy again known as Unknown, don't let the world change your smile. Let your smile change the world.
Oh, it's easy to say things when you hide behind, what was it, Anonymous?
Yeah, Unknown. I tell you, that guy is smart.
Well, he's everywhere.
You know, yeah.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. Barbara, we gave it the old college try. Thanks for the effort here this morning, but no doubt we'll see you at the circus later on this evening. And the Carson Barnes Circus, two shows coming up later on this afternoon, late this afternoon, and then later on this evening as well. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy it with the family. Hey, you guys, make it a great day, and God bless America.